This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, before we get started today, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com if you'd like to book us. And or if you'd like to pick up 15 different articles from contributors all across the United States of America, please do so, that are in the culture war, combating the CIA-controlled media's narrative. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or if you'd like to go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, and you can join us on live chat at will. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and do the same thing there. We're on the front page. Click us on. Join us on live chat on the right side. If you'd like to go and give us a call, you're listening to us in one of 125 cities across the United States of America, you can do that as well. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what we're going to be talking about today is we're going to be talking about the deranged Bill Gates is now accusing those who refuse to take his vaccinations. He's accusing those that take his vaccinations as those that are endangering the lives of other people. You heard me right. This is totalitarianism at its finest, friends. Accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. The propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, under the likes of Adolf Hitler. Accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. That's exactly what Bill Gates is doing. Again, Bill Gates is accusing those that refuse to take his vaccinations as those, again, that are endangering the lives of other people. Now, this is the part of the memo that you need to get. Did he forget that he's the one that wants to depopulate the world? I think he did. Matter of fact, he said the world today has 6.8 billion people today. That's what he said. That's heading up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, and reproductive health services, he said we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. By the way, I want to add this. Now his wife is taking the stage. Time Life magazine. She is proposing the next steps, friends, as to how to get back to having a normal life on a global scale. Isn't this interesting? We're going to be talking about that. I want to also play some audio for you from a woman that was with FEMA for over 20 years, friends. Her name is Celeste Salom, and then she's talking about exactly how this has been in the book since 2016, verbatim as to what we're dealing with today, friends. It's been in the book since 2016, and she ends with leaving it up to us as to stand up and resist what's going on. Folks, this is un-American, it's illegal, it's obviously unconstitutional, and it's for us and us alone to actually stand up and deal with the issues at hand, because we see that the president's not going to do it. He gave them a platform. Congress is not going to do that. They're getting paid off, a bunch of Judases. Luke 22:48. Folks, the judges aren't going to sit in good behavior because they're a part of the global initiative. And you're going to get all this information, folks, when we get to the topic. I want to hit some things before we actually get there. And it's something that I brought up last week. And it was fallen man blaming God for the evils that they choose to commit. And then what they do is they have the audacity in equating crime and sin to Christianity. How does that work? It doesn't work. And it really bothers me, by the way. When King Solomon said, you know, the preacher in Ecclesiastes, that's what Ecclesiastes means, is the preacher. When King Solomon said that there was nothing new under the sun, I got to say how right he was. Because he's exactly right. Ecclesiastes 1:9, read it when you get a moment. It seems that you see men make the choice to commit the active sin, which is violating God's law, 1 John 3:4, and only then to turn and to blame God for the choices that man makes. We see this today. Folks, I see this in the church. I see this in government. And it's because the church didn't preach out against the sins of men in particular. In other words, the church in America has failed to teach the people on an individual basis before God that their sin is before God. So what do? They always want to blame somebody else for the crimes committed. It kind of reminds me of a young man. He goes to church on a Sunday. As he goes to church on Sunday, he's taught by the hireling, John 10:12, in the pulpit, not to judge anyone or anything. He hears this over and over his whole life, his whole upbringing, understanding that training up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Well, guess what? It comes to full fruition when he gets pulled over by a police officer for going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. So what does he do? The police officer comes over, points his finger at the law, making reference to the law that the young man violated by 15 miles an hour, going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. What does that young man do? Because he's been taught his whole life that he wasn't to judge. He looks at the police officer after the police officer gives him a speeding ticket, which is the judgment for his violations of the law, the speeding laws of the land. He rips the ticket up and he throws it at the police officer's feet and he says, "Who are you to blame me?" Folks, this is exactly why people are blaming Christians for the choices that they make today. Because they haven't learned that their sin is before God and they alone are going to answer to God on judgment day for their particular sins to every idle thought and every idle word, scripture tells us. Because we know, as we do, I'm sure, that it's appointed unto men once to die and after this the judgment. When we stand before God on judgment day, we're not going to be able to stand there and negotiate with the living God who is good. And by the way, it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. How do we know that we're to repent if we don't know what God's moral law is, right? Galatians 3:24. And the fact of the matter is, when we stand before him, we're going to have to answer for every single thing that we've done. Read Revelations 21. Starting in verse 8 to the end of the chapter, okay? But this is why men blame other men. In some cases, going back to the analogy, friends, this young man who gets pulled over by the police officer rips up the ticket, throws it down at his feet, and says to the police officer, "Who are you to judge me?" Some people have even gone so far as to blame their foot as if to suggest the choice that they made had something to do outside of the foot that's attached to their own bodies. This is how we've been indoctrinated in this country. We're going to come back to this, friends, and we're going to hit the topic, and I'm going to play some audio for you.
Hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Just wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. Again, I also wanted to let you know that if you want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can do that. Jump over to the right side of the page, and you will find right there, friends, what it is to see us live, even now on YouTube. Click onto the right side. Once you click onto the video, go to live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can do the same exact thing over on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're going to get over to Bill Gates, deranged Bill Gates, and how he's accusing those who refuse to take his vaccinations as those that are refusing, now browbeating them, saying that they're endangering the lives of others for not taking his vaccinations, and hopes, America, that you forget that he is the one that wants to depopulate the world. Now his wife is taking the stage. Wait until you listen to what she has to say, friends. This, I mean, it's absolutely amazing how the CIA-controlled media is right there to put the microphones and the cameras right on their face concerning every single word they have to say. Folks, they're at war with your U.S. Constitution and, first and foremost, your Christian heritage. So I see fit, friends, to get the Word of God in everything that we do here, because we understand, like that of President Jackson, the 7th president, that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. If we truly want resolve, then we're going to know how to bring about that resolve, Isaiah 51, verse 4. I was just talking about how fallen man blames God for the evils that they choose to commit, Deuteronomy 30:19. And then what they do is they equate it to Christianity. They're blaming others for what they're responsible for. Namely, they blame God for the choices that they make. Folks, that's not going to fly on Judgment Day, just for the record. I mean, folks, I know that you have the indoctrinated sort that, out of condemnation for their sins, their choices, they want to blame other hypocrites for being hypocritical, just like themselves, Matthew 23, verse 3. Matter of fact, it was the Pharisees of the day that had Jesus crucified as they continuously cried out and moved the people, Scripture tells us, that we have no king but King Caesar. Okay? And if you read John 3:20, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. It tells us, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. They hate the light. Okay? So they want to accuse those that are walking in the light, walking in Christ. Now, this week I had such a person, this would be last week, concerning their biblical illiteracies and embarrassing themselves for the world to see. This person posted on my site that Christians owned slaves when they wrote the Constitution. There were indentured slaves. In other words, they worked off their debt to who they owed the debt to. Okay? That was a matter of choice, not by force, not by kidnapping and forcing someone to work without pay. That's not in the Bible, friends. This individual accused Christians of hanging black people after Sunday church services. Really? Wow. Christians. Okay, yep, that's what he said. And then he or she goes on in their confusion and stated on their post, 400-plus years of documented perpetual hate perpetuated against the black community. Ezekiel 35:5. See, they're taking it out of the context. Habakkuk 2:12, this is how they wrote it, lowercase, King James Version. Reaping what an unrepentant nation founded on bloodshed has sown. You know, I want to interject, because right now I'm in South Dakota, actually. And people need to make distinction between righteousness and unrighteousness. They need to make distinction between holiness and that which is unholy. They need to make distinction between law and unlaw, okay? Because it's for the Christians and government, by the way, hand in glove in this country, to condemn the wicked with reference to the law and in justifying the righteous within reference to the law. Whose law? Did you know that there was over 400 recent graduates from a law school in the United States of America? They were asked where law came from. You ready for this? Not a one of them could make reference to the Word of God. They could only make reference to the word of man, which is government, in making void the commandments of God by how? Keeping the commandments of men. You have a system in this country that has made war with God, and it's a war that we're not going to win unless we get on the right side of the cross here in Jesus Christ. But you have these people that continuously blurt out their confusion because they're confused, Daniel 9:7, and they want everybody else to be confused with them. They want you to be angry at the people that they want you to be angry at because they don't want to take responsibility and repent before a just and a holy God so they can set the record straight when Scripture comes along in Acts 17:26 and tells us that all nations are one blood. You can see that this person has made it an issue of color. Let me say it again. Jesus didn't come into the world, friends, to save your skin. He came into the world to save you from your sins, Matthew 1:21, and to save your soul. Okay? So when you hear this kind of garbage, especially with what's going on today, keep in mind this is man dividing the people by using the races one against another. It's not scriptural. Let me say it again. It's not scriptural, for the record. Okay? So going back to this individual's posts, and the untruths that they posted, and the people that they want to accuse for their calamity or their state of affairs in the present, I can't find the fruit of Christianity anywhere in Scripture to line up with what they just accused Christians of. I hope you heard what I said. I cannot find that this is the fruit of a Christian anywhere in Scripture as to what this person got done posting on my site. Accusing Christians of committing crimes against people, I can't find that. As a matter of fact, Jesus preached out against it, right? He even said in Matthew 5, even if you're angry with your brother, you're in danger of the judgment seat. I mean, folks, this is craziness. But people, because they're illiterate, biblically and constitutionally, they listen to these people's talking points, which only divides man, and it creates a war. What is the first casualty to every war, friends? The truth. And guess what's missing when you read posts like this? The truth. Why? Because they've been indoctrinated, they've been desensitized. For a better way of saying it, friends, they've been dummied down. And they've taken it on because in this country there's no excuse for it. Again, where do people pick this stuff up outside of their communist professors, their reprobate hirelings in the pulpits, the mainstream media's useful idiots, the revisionists, from their local libraries? Yeah, no joke. From Hollywood, from corrupt politicians. They're getting all of their talking points from everybody but Jesus Christ, who makes men free, John 8:32. What makes men free, friends? The truth does. Remember Noah Webster, the author of the 1828 Dictionary. You know the guy who taught millions to read and not one to violate God's moral law? Did you know that he said, this is Noah Webster, Webster's Dictionary, 1828, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, all proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Folks, this comes to my aid. This is why the media attacks my ministry, friends, because we don't help fuel their narrative. Okay? We expose their narrative. Okay? And again, we need to become educated in the Word of God first and foremost, which is better than a college education, said none other than Teddy Roosevelt, the President of the United States of America. He was exactly right. So if these lack of fruits of Christianity, which, by the way, nobody, again, rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did, Matthew 23, the whole chapter, then why are his disciples blamed for the very things that Christ condemns? Right? How many times have you gotten mad at someone that calls themselves a Christian for their hypocrisy? I want to tell you something. Nobody rebuked that person more than Jesus Christ did. For example, the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, that means you better practice what you preach. What falls right after that? For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So nobody rebuked those people more than God himself did. But when they play the hypocrites, men blame Christians. It's a lack of Christianity. Jesus said in John 8:24, therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. See, this individual needs to come to terms with the truth that makes men free, John 8:32. And the truth is, Jesus came into the world to save men from their sins, Matthew 1:21. And the Bible also tells us in 1 John 3:18, and I love this, he who sins is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning, and for this purpose the Son of God was manifested. For why? That he might destroy the works of the devil. See, friends, Christ came to destroy the works of the devil, not to promote the works of the devil, like this individual, folks. They're condemning the very thing that they believe that they're advocating for. Read John 3:16. And I end this segment with this. Suppose a nation in a distant region should take the Bible for their only law book, and every member should regulate his conduct by the precepts there exhibited. Every member would be obliged in conscience and temperance, frugality and industry to justice, kindness and charity towards their fellow man, and to piety, love, and reverence towards Almighty God. What a utopia, said John Adams in 1756. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus patients without symptoms aren't driving the spread of the virus. That's according to the World Health Organization. Preliminary evidence shows from the earliest outbreaks that the virus could be spread from person-to-person contact, even if the carrier did not have symptoms. WHO officials now are saying that while asymptomatic spread can occur, it's not the main way the virus is being transmitted. Former Vice President Joe Biden and President Trump actually do have something in common. They're both opposed to defunding the police. Biden releasing a statement today saying that reforms are needed. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott also not a fan of defunding the police.
What a ridiculous idea. It is not an idea whose time has come. It should never come. The absolute nation requires law and order.
Scott speaking there on Fox Business. You're listening to USA Radio News. Minneapolis City Council President Lisa Bender is defending her council's push to disband the Minneapolis Police Department following the death of George Floyd. She joined CNN and was asked, what would happen if someone breaks into your house during the middle of the night? Who would you call?
Yes, I mean, I hear that loud and clear from a lot of my neighbors. And I know, and myself too, and I know that that comes from a place of privilege, because for those of us for whom the system is working, I think we need to step back and imagine what it would feel like to already live in that reality, where calling the police may mean more harm is done.
With millions of dollars in estimated damages from the looting and rioting that took place in Minneapolis, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is asking for your tax dollars to help pay for some of the damages. Frey and Democratic Governor Tim Walz saying that they're going to do what they can to help small businesses when it comes to rebuilding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live from South Dakota, actually. And we're just taking care of business from where we're at whenever we're there. We're being called up right now. We're going to be in Texas in September. We're looking to go to Virginia as well as Minnesota at the end of this month and the West Coast. You'd like to book us at any time, please give us a call and leave us a detailed message, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know that Comrex was down for the first half hour. It's now up. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat, or go over to Before It's News and do the same thing there, beforeitsnews.com. I want to get over to this because it's important that people understand the direction they're taking this and how they're riding roughshod over everybody with no holes barred, regardless of the narrative, regardless if it's been debunked 15,000 different directions by hundreds of thousands of doctors on a global scale. They keep pushing the narrative. Now what they're doing is they're being suggestive in their indoctrinations to get you to believe that everybody now on a global scale is asking for the vaccination. Okay, they want that. It's suggestive impartation with their indoctrinations. I'm in South Dakota. I've been here for 2 days now. Everything's normal. Just went to a restaurant this morning, had breakfast. Everything's normal. I'm in a hotel room right now. Everybody and everything around me is normal. People aren't freaking out here. Why? Because the governor didn't go along and submit to the tyrannies of the federal government. Okay? Not everybody's drinking it in. I wanted to tell you this. In Minnesota, A small portion of the people in Minnesota are drinking in the narrative. But what are they doing? They're pushing their narrative over the top and through the people regardless, and they're driving you to start talking about the vaccinations that we all need. That's not true, just for the record. Now, what I want to talk about is this. Deranged Bill Gates is accusing those who refuse to take his vaccines as those that are endangering the lives of others. So he's ostracizing you. He's browbeating you. He is attempting to demonize you, right? He wants everybody to be mad at you because you're not going along with his narrative. So, again, this is totalitarian methods. This is what Joseph Goebbels does and teaches. This is the accuser of the brethren, Revelations 12, verses 9 through 11. Accuse them of what you're guilty of. See, what I want people to remember as he's accusing people that it won't take his vaccinations, as those that are endangering the lives of others, people need to understand that Bill Gates is the one that wants to depopulate the world. And he hopes that you don't put those two together in correlation. Now his wife is taking the stage. Now I want you to remember this because the world has 6.8 billion people said the deranged Bill Gates. That's heading up to be about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, and reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. Really? Well, how about this? How about you and Melinda and your children first, Bill? It's just like those that advocate Planned Parenthood. How about you first? No, friends, when it becomes a law unto themselves, it's interesting how things will just all of a sudden diffuse themselves. All of a sudden, no, that's maybe that's not so much as a good idea, or it's not such a good idea the way that I originally thought it might be. Well, people think things through before you just jump on the bandwagon and begin to parrot these narratives, okay? You know, last week, and it's so important. Matter of fact, when this video came out, friends, I'm absolutely amazed that it did not go viral instantaneously. Instantaneously, friends. But I talked about that of Dead Zone from 2003. On my show, I played the audio for you from Dead Zone. If you weren't here on Saturday's show, folks, the last week's show, we took the time to bring about an expose from a television, again, from 2003, called The Dead Zone, which forecasted the coronavirus to a T. The show used such words as a virus, mask, lockdown, authorized quarantine, coronavirus, yes. Statements such as, for your family's safety. For those that don't know, that is exactly what the Third Reich used under Adolf Hitler to strip the people to defend themselves against the government any further. For your family's safety. They always come to you with sheep's clothing on, friends, but keep in mind, they are truly wolves. Read John 10:10 when you get a moment. Folks, they use such words as swab the inside of your mouth with the Q-tip. They're doing that in Minnesota. They're actually tents set up at little, and I've seen one of them, just so the truth be told. I don't want to sensationalize or over-exaggerate the numbers in any sense of the word. But there was a clinic in Plymouth, Minnesota, where cars could pull in, and I've seen two cars there. They pulled into this tent, and a doctor walked up, and they would test them. This was forecasted in 2003. Swab the inside of your mouth with the Q-tip. Other words were blood test. Then it went back to examples in the Dead Zone from 2003 to the examples of the effects of the virus, such as high fever, respiratory distress, stating that the virus came from China. I'm not kidding you, friends. And ending with tracking and treating. Sound familiar, America? Again, this is from Dead Zone, a television program back in 2003. And chloroquine, all of these words were used. These are exactly the talking points of those that are selling you the narrative today. This was all pre-planned, every step of the way. And who's pushing it? This administration, his Corona Relief Task Force. Folks, this is Bill Gates, and it shows you the face of those that are controlling the politicians, does it not? Special interest groups. And, folks, not just the Dead Zone from 2003, but, again, let me remind you, Contagion came out in 2011 based on the same thing. Bill Gates was forecasting the virus in 2015. In 2016, this is what I want you to hear, friends. In 2016, we have former FEMA worker Celeste Salam. She worked for FEMA for over 20 years, and she is telling us that this has been in the works since 2016, and I want you to listen to it from her personally. Listen carefully.
I'd like to hear from you with your experience as far as working for FEMA and the government and what actions they may be taking at this stage in their process.
Okay, so what everybody needs to know that back on August 15th, 2016, they put Health and Human Services put in the Federal Register an 88-page document on communicable diseases. I'm talking about all the language that we're seeing come to pass right now, and it was passed 90 days later, and it just laid in wait for us right now, and so it is actually being activated or has been activated. You need to know that it's Health and Human Services. Entry into the Federal Register was a UN mandate that this is actually coming from the United Nations, and so that everybody's harmonized. That's why you're seeing everybody speaking the same language. That's why we've got the same program going out. And what I would say that we're up against right now is a soft martial law. It has not gone hard. And when they talk about waves, we have something called dual-use language. And so what happens is while the waves of the virus come, they're also going to give us managed waves of a little bit of freedom, some resistance, and then if we're going to be incrementally going tighter and tighter into tyranny. And so I agree with much of the other panelists where the buck stops with me as far as, you know, resisting. I think people really need to understand what the deeper significance of what they're talking about. When they're talking about testing for COVID, it is actually a blood harvesting, and it's going into the quantum supercomputers. They are running post-crime and pre-crime, as well as, this came out about 2 weeks ago, they said, well, we got the blood anyway, so we are going to go deep into your family history. That has all sorts of ramifications, because HIPAA laws have been suspended. Actually, the Constitution has been suspended, and I could spend hours going into that. The second thing is that there are 48 different vaccinations. They contain aborted fetal tissue. They contain humanized mice. What is a humanized mouse? It is a mouse that has human organs, human blood, human immune system. It's basically a mouse in a human in a mouse suit, and then they take human proteins and put it into the vascular system of plants, and then so it's like a hybrid human plant, and they're going to mix all this in a blender with a little CRISPR, and they're saying that this is going to keep us safe from the pathogen. The last one is the one that I'm really worried about, and that's the DARPA hydrogel. Basically, it's nanoparticles, and they have been experimenting with it for 10 years. They wanted to put chips in the brain. They didn't want to have to do surgery, so they came up with this nano hydrogel. As soon as coronavirus hit, they were there. They said it's ready to deploy, and basically what they're going to sell the public is it will alert public health that you are sick before you have that scratchy throat, before you have that cough, before you get a temperature or anything. But it also does many other things. So once this hydrogel gets into your body, it is nanoparticles, so it assembles inside your body. It starts growing and becomes fusing with your cells, your ligaments, your muscles, your bones. So in the old days with the RFIDs, you say, oh, it's not cool, I changed my mind. People got them cut out. This becomes one with you. You can't. But the absolute worst, scary part about it is you become one with a computer. You become your own computer interface. You become one with the quantum computer, with your computer, with your devices, with your smart anything that you have in your house. And we are going to be told that unless we do all three steps, get tested, get the vaccine.
You know, isn't it amazing, folks? We're listening to Celeste Salam. She was a 20-year former FEMA officer talking about waves.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Okay, so everybody wants to know now. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Everybody wants to know now, what did Melinda have to say? Because, that, folks, I just got done telling you, in 2003 they brought up Dead Zone, and then 2011 there was a Contagion. Folks, they were planting the seeds. They're desensitizing the people. Then I just played former 20-year FEMA officer Celeste Salome telling you exactly what's going on. It's been in the books verbatim. It's been on the shelf since 2016, and they took it up. They're already ready for all of this, friends. Of course, they're kicking the can down the road and saying, well, we're not going to have a vaccination for so long. No, they've already got it done, she said. It's all ready to go. And again, look what they're doing. It's mild military state, and what I'm talking about is state of emergency. And there's no question about as to what's going on here and who's being used. And, of course, everybody's asleep because they think their man's in office, Matthew 13:25. And then, by the way, that was in 2016 and 2015, she also said. And then in 2017, Anthony Fauci was forecasting the virus, and shazam, abracadabra, out of nowhere. We're now dealing with a mysterious virus that just appears, and that's exactly what they expect that you'll believe when they're saying what they're saying. And there's some people that are. Now, again, let me just go back to show you. People are aware of what's going on. Yes, you still have the useful idiots that are showing their submission to a global order. No question about it. They're showing their submission to a military state. No question about it. But keep in mind, this is already implemented over in Europe. In those countries, they've already brought down the infrastructures of those countries. They have now a military state. And what did they do after that? Well, now they're to the point where they have no ability to resist tyranny in any form because they've been disarmed. The list goes on. Friends, they're trying to Europeanize America. And again, don't remember, I didn't say that. George Soros said that. But I also know that we have abilities in Christ to resist all of this. When you do the math, friends, you tell me how 330 million people are allowing less than 1.7% of the population in doing what they're doing. I trust God. Read Psalm 27 when you get a moment. Think like David thought. If you're a Christian, we're the seed of David, right? In Christ. But in 2017, Fauci forecasted the virus, right? And now knowing all of this, and that out of his own mouth, we have Bill Gates now coming out and accusing others of what he is guilty of. He's accusing those who refuse his vaccinations as those who are endangering the lives of others, said he. And folks, this is the ignorance and contradictory talk, double speak or double talk, that they want you to overlook. But folks, that's why we're here. We're telling you what they're saying, what they're responsible for, and what they're trying to do. And we're telling the American people. I talked to Tim Brown, who does the morning show on the Sons of Liberty here. It's a circle. I said, Tim, do you realize that everything that we're continuously talking about, the resolve is found in the people? Because we already know that the American church has fallen apostate. There's no question about it. We know that the government, the president, the executive branch, the judicial branch, folks, the legislative branch, the representative, we know, not all of them, but we know that they're allied. As a matter of fact, Celeste just told us that. That's why they're all speaking the same direction. They're not going to do it. That's why the likes of myself and Tim Brown and others, far and few between, they're the although they are telling you that the responsible party is to you, Americans, individually, to stand up and dissent, to defy unconstitutionality. Let me say this. It goes beyond, folks, unconstitutionality. We're talking about criminal minds that are allied in a conspiracy, a covenant of death. Yes, it will be disannulled again, Isaiah 28, verse 18, but it's for you to stop it today. You, not somebody else. So going back to my conversation with Tim Brown, I said, Tim, we have the right resolve. We're pointing the finger back to the American people that if they truly want the resolve, they're going to have to bring in justice. Justice that they're not getting from any of the groups of people that I just highlighted. But they have all the power under God to stand up and to resist and to defy this unconstitutionality. But let me remind you, it's not for us just to say to them, we resist, we defy. No, it's for us, the American people, and those on a global basis that are listening to me in 53 different countries, to take the bad guys, because we all know who they are, and bring justice to them, because we see that those that have been put in office to bring about justice are doing just the exact opposite. And why? Because they're a part of the plan. They're a part of the game plan to their own demise, and they want you to go with them. Folks, I'm here to tell you, I'm not going to go with them. And I hope that you understand, if you go along to get along, you're going to find yourself on the wrong end of the spectrum on Judgment Day. The church is called to be the light of the world. We're called to stand up and make a difference in this world, because the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Also take the time to read Exodus 23. Folks, the resolve lies within each and every one of us. We need to become educated, and we need to deal with them individually, not just in defying or resisting. I'm moving on now, friends. A little history lesson also reveals, because we did a show on this about 3 weeks ago, that Bill's daddy was the head of Planned Parenthood, which is also responsible for the murders of more than 60 million babies, Proverbs 6:17. Now, on top of this, Melinda Gates, the wife to Bill Gates, now comes out and lays out her plans for vaccinating the world's population. And again, friends, there's the media right there with the camera and the microphones up to her mouth and promulgating their United Nations agenda. That's what this is. Okay? And I want you to keep in mind, they're already getting people talking about a vaccination, and they want to desensitize you and to get you to parrot their narrative as well. Yeah, where's that vaccination? Folks, they haven't substantiated the virus. It's been debunked. Doctors have told us it's not about COVID. It's not about science. It's about control. But here we have Melinda Gates, a wicked woman, though she is, working with her evil and wicked husband. She lays out her dark plan. This is on Time magazine. The first people that need this vaccine are the 60 million healthcare workers around the world. So in other words, those that are administering, those that are willing to do the biddings of the World Health Organization, you're first. You better tell your friends that are in the medical industry, they're aiming at you first, okay? She said the first people that need the vaccine are the 60 million healthcare workers around the world. They deserve to get it before anybody else. She said, then you start tearing, you know, going in tears from the top to the bottom, systematically and methodically. Number two is in the U.S., that would be, notice what she says first, right after the healthcare workers. She said, in the U.S., that would be black people next, just like Planned Parenthood, friends. It's aimed at the blacks and the Hispanics. And she says, quite honestly, and many other people of color. So notice who's pushing the divide and conquer narrative. It's the same mindset. Number three, from there, people with underlying health care conditions need to get vaccinated. Number five is we also need to think about essential workers. Those are the talking points of political prisoners under Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, friends. You need to understand we're dealing with the grandchildren of the criminals, the Nazi war criminals that were here, along with the Bushes and along with everybody else that's going along with this narrative today. That's what's going on. That's what we're dealing with. She said we also need to think about essential workers who are keeping our grocery stores open for us so we can buy food or making sure that food moves to the warehouses. This is Melinda Gates. One has to ask themselves as to how it is that the Gates have been put into a position of telling anyone what is good and or bad for us when it comes to our health. Did you vote them in, Americans? Where's Donald Trump besides giving them a platform? Did you vote in the Gates? No, you didn't. Folks, it's a perfect example of who it is with masks off, who call the shots behind your said representatives. It shows you how the strings are being pulled concerning your politician and who, in fact, is pulling them. Okay? Bill Gates is calling the shots. His wife is calling the shots now, friends. I didn't vote him in. Did you vote him in? No, but you see your said representatives, or so you would think they are, that have sold themselves out to the global initiative under the UN that are pushing the narrative right along with the President of the United States of America and the governors throughout the states that have played along in helping establish this global initiative. You know as well as I do, friends, these vaccinations are no good. I didn't tell you that, friends. Bill Gates really told you that because, again, he's the one that's patented the vaccinations. He's the one that has manufactured the crisis, not in this order, and now he wants to bring in the result. And what is the result? He wants to lower the world population by 10 or 15%. Folks, love you by what I do. The only thing I can do is what I'm doing, 1 John 3:18. I'll talk to you in 23. Folks, get educated. Get in the Word and get in the Constitution. See ya.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.